This is a very interesting passage here, and one can read in Matthew and say, well, yeah, that's right. I mean, all that's doing is just encouraging laziness. You know, so the day, I could just imagine the next day, the workers that worked in the hot sun will just hang around till 5 o'clock and hopefully get paid the same amount. We're missing the whole point if we think of it that way. We're thinking of it from our own self and not the what Jesus was trying to make, the point he was trying to make. And that is that we shouldn't have resentment because of his generosity. Who are we to criticize the Maker? Who are we to say, well, you know, this person became a new Christian, recognizes Jesus as who he was, and the other said, "Won't you get us down from this crucifixion here?" One was totally respectful, totally understanding of his sin, and the other was still full of sin. The worker coming in at the last gets paid the same amount as the worker coming in at the beginning, and we questioning his generosity. Really, why would we question his generosity? Isn't he the master? Isn't he the one that takes our sins and washes ourselves from the blood of his own son that he gave freely? So what right do we have to question, to be resentful, to question him, his generosity? What right do we have? None. What we should do is be like Paul. And if you look in Philippians, Paul was struggling, was he not? Paul was there. Paul was there, and he did not want to go back. He wanted to go and be with Jesus Christ. So he struggled. Should I stay and serve others, or should I go to utopia? And he chose to fulfill his obligation, which we all do. Each and every one of us doesn't have a right to say, well, when our time is over. We could be in a hospital bed, being resuscitated, and our time is not over until God says it's over. So in the meantime, we serve. In the meantime, we are like the person that is paying out the wages of the master. And the master said, pay them all, one denarius. My message to you is to go out, serve Christ. Be one with Christ. If he sends you off on a mission, go. Discern the mission in prayer. Make sure that it's his mission and not yours. Why should we be jealous of his compassion? Let us pray.